Day 15, March 4th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 51 and was written by the Reverend Sarah Lawson, class of 2018. Psalm 51 begins with a plea for mercy. This cry is echoed throughout the prophets, in the ministry of Jesus, and quite memorably through the simple prayer of the tax collector in Luke. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. 18:13. How often do we begin our prayers with an acknowledgement of helplessness? Often it is only at our lowest points that we can come to God knowing that our lives and all we have are in His hands. We make excuses and justify our actions. She had a hard life. He was abused. They were poor. We deserve, and the excuses go on. But David makes no excuses. He acknowledges three ways he has sinned. He has transgressed, rebelled against God. He has acted out of iniquity, or a perverted way of thinking. And he has missed the mark, falling short of the life God had desired for him. In no place does he even consider blaming God for his bad choices, for his own actions. Several years ago, when I was reading Psalm 51 and reflecting on David's story, I remember being struck by the similarities in wording between the psalm and the account of Cain in Genesis 4, as well as the vast contrast between the two men. Both are confronted with their sins. But while Cain denies what he has done, David confesses, owning his faults and pleading for mercy. Sin is not currently in vogue. We use other words, excuse our ungodly behaviors, and find less humbling ways to show our devotion, like giving up something trivial for Lent. At least, that is my temptation. But naming our sin allows us to throw ourselves at the mercy of a God who loves us so much that He sent His Son to die for us and restore our relationship with Him. Today's prayer. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Create in me a clean heart. Cast me not away from your presence, and may I dwell in your house and among your people, and gaze upon your beauty all the days of my life. Amen.